刚才在敬拜的时候，真的不知道大家有没有体会到神的同在。
So in the worship, did you guys feel the presence of God?
你知道在歌词里面呢唱的，我们像在神的殿里面不断的敬拜。
So in the lyrics says we are worshiping in God's temple.
其实神呢，无处不在。
But actually, God is everywhere.
那有人认识他，有人不认识他，这是一层层捅破就好。最近我和我的侄子呢，就是大年三十的时候，有一个微信上有个视频呢，对我非常的震动，对他也非常的震动，就是神的一个这样一个能力。
So the other day I was talking to my nephew over the internet, and there was something that's really moved in his heart.
我要告诉大家，神是非常的真实，他也在我们的中间，现在就在。
So I need to tell you again that God is among us and He is real.
在你当中的时候，
他也在。So even if you are alone, He is with you.
对不信主的人呢，他也在，只是他看不见。
So for those who do not believe in God, even though they don't believe in Him, but He is still with them.
那大年三十的时候呢，我跟我的家人就视频，其中有我的侄子也回到老家。
So on New Year's Eve, Chinese New Year's Eve, I was talking to my nephew in the
open
internet.
他呢，在这个书法和绘画上面呢，非常有成就。
So he's very talented in calligraphy, Chinese.
And also painting.
Also painting.
他是非常非常有成就。
And he's very good.
很年轻。
He's young.
我就突然想起呢，我就想鼓励他。
So I want to encourage him.
我说，你记得叔叔给你讲过，在你很小的时候呢，叔叔给你祷告，看到一个意象，是看到呢你将来会在书法上面会有成就。
So I reminded him while he was small. I had as an uncle, I prayed for him, and I had a vision seeing him being very talented in calligraphy.
那我当时为他祷告时呢，看到三个壮字，就是中国古老的古字。根本我不认识，我只把它画下来，画在一张纸上，架在我的圣经里面。
So while I was praying for him, years before, I saw three characters in Chinese, but
old Chinese, very old characters.
Old characters in Chinese.
I don't understand.
Yeah, he didn't. Pastor didn't understand himself, so but he just kind of draw it down and put it in his Bible.
但是呢，我知道这个孩子将来跟绘画和书画有关系。
But I knew for sure that this kid has a grow great in painting and calligraphy.
就是神对他有一个呼召。
So I know that God has a calling for him.
结果大年三十通话的时候呢，我突然想起来，我说那张纸在我的圣经里，在我有一个圣经里，在我希腊文的圣经里，我去找。
So while I was talking to him on the Chinese New Year Eve.So I remember this, and then I told him that I still have the vision that I drew in one of my Greek version Bible.
我就去找着了，找着了一张小小的纸上面那三个字，我就照了一个照片，视频发过去。我说这是什么意思
？So later on, I found that piece of paper, and then I took a picture and I sent it to him, and then I asked him what does the character means.
他立刻给我发过来。那三个字，一个是有，或者是右边有，或者是有，因为我当时看的意象不是太清楚，我只能按照我看到的写下来，所以也不是很清楚。有一笔呢，两笔不清楚，所以第一个字是有。
So the first character is 有。
Have, you have, or either is right.
Okay, so it's either have or right, because he saw it in a vision, so some of the strokes might not be very clear.
第二个呢是字，那就是写字的字。
So the second character that he see is the character itself, character.
就是壮字的字，我根本不认识。
So I didn't even know the meaning of that character.
第三个字呢是画。
Okay,
画画的画。
The third character was meaning painting, drawing, so painting.
他说我现在认识，其实你前几年给我也不认识。
So he said if you give me this. These the characters a couple years before I wouldn't able to recognize them.
就是有字画。
So maybe four, so the three letters means you have writings and paintings.
他一画过来，我就画了一个 My goodness！ 我说我根本就不知道这三个字的意思，我只知道那个说话有关系。
So I was really shocked, and I told him, "Oh, I didn't know what was it mean, but I knew it's something to do with writing and paintings."
你知道神是道人，神也立定人的道路。
So because God knows each of us and He knows our ways.
所以我鼓励大家，神其实和你随时都在。
So I encourage you that God is always beside you.
你可能有我这样的恩赐，你常常会看到异象，那有时候也不一定有。
So maybe you have the anointing that you can see visions, or sometimes you may not have visions.
这个在于神。
So it depends on God.
但是神和你同在。
But God is with you.
我常常会有这样的经历，就是在一个随意的场合，为人祷告的时候，突然看到异象。
So I have many occurrences to me that when I pray for someone, I will see visions.
我在99年的时候从堪萨斯回到蒙特利尔。后来终于要来温哥华。
So in 1999, I was on my way from Kansas to
Montreal.
Montreal.
And prepared to come to Vancouver. 那一站呢，我讲过，就是我们不能去美国，其实挺苦，心里很苦。
So back then we weren't able to go back to the States, and I had a lot of sorrow in my heart.
结果我们那个教会的牧师呢，为了安慰我。为我送行呢，他就请我在教会对面的一个披萨店吃披萨。
So the pastor, because he wanted to comfort me, so he invited me for a pizza, to a restaurant that's right opposite the church.
写饭的时候呢，他一写饭呢，我就低头就看到三个异象。
So while he was praying over our pizza, so I bowed down and then I immediately I saw visions.
是关于他教会。
The vision was about his church.
我就把三个异象都讲。
So I told him the three visions that I saw.
有坏的，有好。
There were good visions and bad.
后来这些事情就是这样发生的。
And the things were indeed happened later on in the church.
吃披萨的时候没有在这个敬拜，神为什么给你异象？因为那个时候我们的心如果愿意准备好的时候呢，他要讲话的时候。
So even I wasn't in the church worshiping God, I was just eating pizza. Still, we can have visions. Why is that? Because it's where our heart is, God will be with us.
同样，其他的能力也是随着我们，包括医病啊，包括这些，因为他和我们同在。
Same as other anointings, like casting out demons or healing anointings, because He is with us.
那神处处都和我们同在。
So everywhere God is with us.
跟不信主的人在不在呢
？So what about those who do not believe in God?
神到处都在。
God is everywhere.
只是不信主的人看不见他，经历不到他的能力。
So those who do not believe, they cannot experience God.
那我们的神呢？如果讲神学的话，有最主要的三个特性。
So God has three characteristics.
第一个就是无所不能。
One is that he's almighty.
那第二个呢？无所不在。
So the second is he is with us everywhere.
第三个无所不知。
So the third thing is that he knows everything.
啊，在圣经里面呢，从旧约到新约都会讲到这些。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Bible has talked about all this.
所以弟兄姐妹，鼓励大家呢，就是，神和不和你同在呢？他一定和你。
So I want to encourage you all that even whether he is with you or not, he is with you.
当然我们唱歌啊敬拜有各种的表达心里面的渴望，神啊我希望你和我同在，很好。
So sometimes during worship you may have this express your emotion that you want to be with God.
或者说神啊你来和我同在，很好。
You're calling out to God that, oh God, come with me.
但是呢，按照圣经呢，神已经和你同在。
But according to the Bible, that God is with you.
因为这是一个应许。
Because it's a promise.
特别是信主的人，因着耶稣呢，他和你有约，他任何时候都和你同在。
Especially those who believe in God, because there is a covenant between you and God. That's why He is with you.
至于说他要不要向你显现，要不要向你讲话，他有他的选择，你有你的选择。
So whether He will show Himself to you or talking to you is by His choice and also your choice.
Your choice. 所以呢，大家心里面要非常清楚神和你同在。
So in your heart, you have to know clearly that God is with you.
那神爱你。
And God loves you.
那今天呢，我特别在这个中国新年的日子里面呢，我要讲讲中国人，中国的这个祖宗呢，其实他们是认识神的，这个文化是认识神的文化。
So in this Chinese New Year, I want to talk about our Chinese ancestors. So they are actually a group of people that knows God, the new God.
我们借着这个机会呢，也要来祝福我们的中华。现在就是特别在武汉这个疫情，我们要来以正确的这样一个信心要来祷告。
So we want to also bless our motherland, especially during this time where the coronavirus is going on in Wuhan. So we want to bless our nation.
你知道，神是我们中国人的神，上帝是中国人的上帝。
So God is our God, is our Chinese God.
Okay, the Creator is our Chinese Creator.
Yeah, so He created.
你从中国的文字里面非常清清楚楚的你知道。
So if you look through the characters in Chinese, you will find God.
但是呢，中国的民族和别的民族一样，随着这个时间的推移呢，越来越久，历史越远。
But same as other nationalities, as the time goes on, a lot of nations like us, like Chinese, are moving away from God.
但是好多的痕迹。很留在我们的文化里。
But still, you can see those traits through our culture.
在我们的故事里。
And in our stories.
也在我们的血液里。
And also in our blood.
那我请阿姆呢放一下这个我那个一个 Chinese and God.
So wanna.
我已经在那个 desktop.
So Alvin's going to show some slides.
那如果我们看到这个中文字的时候呢？好多人最近做了一些研究呢，非常非常的吃惊。
So recently there are studies on Chinese characters, and it's actually quite shocking to a lot of people.
因为好多都跟圣经里面的故事很像。
Because a lot of them is related to the stories that are talked about in the Bible.
那第一个字呢，就是神。
So this first character means God.
左边呢是指示。
So the left side.
右边呢就是祷告。
So the left side means ordination, right? Ordain. So the other side means what?
Like application, praying and supplication. 就是一方面是指示，另一方面是祷告。
So one side means ordain, and the other side means to pray.
那个狮子旁呢，中文里面如果中国的孔子看到狮子旁呢，都跟神有关系。
In Chinese, if you see the left side, the radical from left side, it always means God.
It's related to God.
Yeah, it's always something related to.
所以这就是神，神呢就是启示个人的时候呢，就是他在线下来告诉人所有的事情。人呢要线上来生气、生诉啊、生冤啊、生什么东西，就是祷告。
Okay, so God is there to tell people about something, and then.As humans, we respond to God with prayers.
所以我们的国家呢，华夏大地叫做什么？神州，最早叫做神州。
So the original name that we gave to our land means a land of God.
The land of God.
Land of God.
在这个中国的古老的文献里，像《诗经》里面，《大雅》里面，有《风雅颂》里面讲的，都讲了上帝。
So in the very old Chinese literature, a lot of the literature points out to God.
都会讲到这个上帝，他用地这个字或者上帝这个字。
So the word they use is always God.
Yeah, God. 那我们的祖宗三皇五帝是敬拜天的。
So our ancestors, we call it 三皇五帝。 they are a group of people that worship God.
他们常常是来献祭以后才做事情。
And a lot of times they will offer sacrifices. After that, they will start doing things.
他们不会献祭给龙，那时候没有龙，是天。
So back then they wouldn't sacrifice anything to the dragon. They were only sacrificing to God.
那龙是后来秦始皇以后自命为天子，又后来以后呢就加入到里面。
So the culture of dragon.Comes after the Qing dynasty.
那这是关于神，就是这个字呢就很有意思，就是从上到下，从下到上。
So that character of God is very interesting. It's from up to down and then our response back to God's prayers.
那第二个字呢是禁止的禁 ，forbid.
So this is the second character meaning forbidden.
你发现有两个木下面一个士，对吧
？So on top you will see two trees.
那镜子镜子为什么有两个木一个士
？And then on the bottom we set some kind of command. So why do we use this as a word for command?
造字的人为什么要建造呢
？So those who create the character, why did they create it like that?
如果我造字的话呢，左边放个猪，右边放个布，就不要偷我的猪，这就是禁。
So if I am the one who made characters, I will probably put a pen on the left and then a no on the right, so to not steal my pen as a meaning to forbidden something.
那为什么是两个树和一个士呢
？So how come it's a two tree on the top and then a command in the bottom?
唯一的故事大家知道的就是伊甸园故事。
So the only story we knew is the story from Garden of Eden.
那创世纪里面讲的耶和华生出各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。园子当中呢，伊甸园里面也是 Garden of Eden.
So Genesis chapter 2, you can read later on, is about two trees in the Garden of Eden.So everything, every other tree can eat it except the two trees.
他说耶和华呢吩咐这个男人就说，园中各样树上的果子你们可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
So any other tree you could eat from the Garden of Eden except the tree of good and evil. That's the only tree that you couldn't touch, otherwise you will die.
这就是指示。
So that is a commandment.
那个有树最重要的两棵树，一个是生命树，一个是分别善恶树。分别善恶树吃了就死。
So two trees, a tree of life and tree of good and evil.
你觉得这个中国人造字两个树下面一个士是偶然的吗
？So do you think it's a coincidence that Chinese have made this character with two trees on top and a command in the bottom?
这不是我造出来，这是我们的古人造出来。
So this is not from me, it's from our ancestors.
再往下一个，贪婪的狼 ，greedy.
So this character means greedy.
也是两个木头，一个女人。
So also a two tree on the top, and then the bottom means a woman.
如果我造字的话呢，贪婪应该是金钱的钱下面放个男人的男。
I am the one that makes a character. I will probably put money on top, and then on the bottom I will put man. So man great after the money.
或者男人放在中间，左边一个女的，右边一个女的，贪婪。哇，这个字好像有，这个不好的一个字，一个方体，一个异体字。
So I will probably put two women on each side, and then a man in the middle to make a character.
那为什么古人造字是两个木头一个女呢
？So how come our ancestor making this world greedy as two trees on top and a woman on the bottom？
唯一的故事行是在圣经里面，伊甸园故事。
So the only story we knew is still from Genesis。
你看《创世纪》第三章，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
So Genesis chapter 3 says everything that God created was good except the snake. So So the snake talked to the woman and asked her that, oh, did God really say that you couldn't eat any of the fruits from the tree?
最后女人呢受了撒旦的意淫呢，最后她就吃了这个树上的果子，吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
So the woman later on ate the tree, the fruit from the tree of good and evil.
就是神不让吃的。
So the forbidden tree.
那人类的罪的根源从哪里开始？人类死亡从哪里开始
？So death came from there, and then the sin came from there.
我们的祖宗为什么这样造字
？Why did our ancestor create characters like that？
你知道那个时候上古的人呢，好多时候没有文字写下来，他们是通过故事不断的重复给他们的后代。
So ancient times a lot of time they don't have writings. A lot of stories are passed down the generation after generation.
好多的故事呢，在这个很多的地方在流传着。
So a lot of stories are still circulating to this day.
那有一个宣教士呢，他叫做 Don Richardson.
So that's an evangelist named Don Richardson.
他写了一本书呢，叫做《人们心中的永恒》。
So he wrote a book. The name of the book is Eternity
in the Heart.
Eternity.
因为他去过很多的部落去传福音，很多很多的部落传福音。
Because he went to a lot of tribes to spread the gospel.
我参加过他的一次这个聚会。
I was also in one of his meetings.
在他的书里面呢，写到就是说，很多的部落的人呢，都会对上帝的那有记载，而且好多故事跟圣经里面很像。
So in his book. He recorded a lot of tribes that they have stories about God.
比如说大洪水的故事，在很多地方都会记载。
So, for example, the story about the flood is in all different cultures.
在巴比伦的故事里面。
In the story of Babylon.
在中国古代的故事里面。
So also in our ancient Chinese stories.
那所以就说，人们的心中呢有一个永恒在。
Because there's an eternity, the longing for eternity in our hearts.
其实上帝并没有离开他。
God never left them.
这是他们离开了上帝。
But they left God.
所以在神学上讲呢，有两种启示，一种叫做普遍启示，一种叫做特殊启示。
So there's a general revelation and also an individual revelation.
Specific revelation.
Specific,
那这个普遍的启示呢，就是神告诉所有的世人，比如说孔子、老子啊、苏格拉底，好多不同国家的这些真正愿意明白真理的人呢，有一些启示在。
So, general understanding, general revelation is more like Socrates or philosophers about the world and beings.
所以呢，他们基本上知道，就是说。婚姻是神圣不可侵犯，所有国家的人都知道。
So the basic things like marriage is holy and is in all the cultures. So marriage cannot be defiled. Marriage cannot be defiled.
你不可以偷盗，不可以做假见证。
So you cannot steal, you cannot make false witnesses.
很多都是红线。
So a lot of things like that.
Very similar.
A lot of things are similar like that.
这叫做普遍的启示。
So that's a general revelation.
所以神的普遍的启示就像一个聚光灯开始照亮全世界。
So general revelation is more like a torchlight that way, shine to everyone.
但是呢，还有一个特别的启示。
But there are also specific revelations.
就像那个激光一样，就是把整个的光呢又聚起来，聚到耶稣的身上。
So it's more like a laser beam that all the lights come together and focus on Jesus Christ.
所以就从亚伯拉罕开始，以撒、雅各，神的应许呢，最后到他的子孙耶稣基督，这是人子要来，就是一切还恢复一切。
So just like from Abraham to his sons and to Jesus Christ, until Jesus Christ, so everything just comes together.
那懂得普遍启示的人呢，会接受神的眼光雨露。
So those who receive general revelation will receive God's rain and sunshine.
就像现在好多的这个 公司呢，当他们真正的做这个慈善事业的时候呢，虽然他们不认识主，他们发现他们的生意会好。
For example, when a lot of organizations, even though they may not know about God, but when they put the money into philanthropies, charities, they will get a lot of return because it's a law of God.
这是神的。
Yeah, this is the law.
说这是普遍，其实人会得到神的地上的祝福。
So it's a general revelation that human will get the blessing from God.
但是呢，真正这个永恒的祝福，这个充流的祝福呢，是通过特殊的形式，就是耶稣基督。
But eternal blessing are specific revelations that you can only receive through Jesus Christ.
或者说真正的祝福。
Or else you can call it the real blessing.
那为什么说叫真正的祝福呢
？Why do I call it true blessing?
那有些祝福是抓不住的。
A lot of blessing that is something that you cannot.
那曾经有一个非常一个传教士，原来是一个有名的运动员，后来奥林匹克的运动员，后来做了传教士。
So one of a very famous athlete, he is one of the Olympians, and now he's a pastor.
Later
on, still a pastor.
Missionary.
Okay.
他呢，就是他拒绝星期天比赛，他说星期天我要敬拜神。在这个奥林匹克的时候，他拒绝星期天比赛，他的国家对他非常失望。
So this athlete refused to compete on Sundays, so his country was quite upset with him.
而且好多人都觉得他是一个傻瓜。
So a lot of people think of him as an idiot.
他就说了一句话。
So he said something.
原文是这样的，就是说 I'm not a fool.I lose what I cannot keep, and keep what I cannot lose.
他就说我并不是傻瓜，我只是抓住我可以抓住的。
就是我放下不能抓住的东西，要抓住不能丢失的，不应该丢失的东西。就是 I lose what I cannot keep, and I keep what I cannot lose. 他不是傻瓜。所以我这讲的真正的祝福是什么呢？就是这个永恒的祝福。
So what is a real blessing? It's a blessing of eternity.
那这个永恒的祝福不仅仅是将来讲，现在就是你发现能抓得住的祝福。
So eternity is not about future, it's about now, something that you can grasp on.
好，我们再往下看看我们这个特殊启示。
So we will go.
这跟我们中国人很有关系，弟兄姐妹，这个吉祥的祥啊。吉祥的祥是 be blessed.
So this letter means be blessed.
吉祥的祥，看到没？左边是个什么偏旁啊
？So the left side you'll see the same radical.
是士字旁，就是刚才那个神的那个指示的士字旁。
So same as God, the character of God.
右边是什么？右边是个羊。
So on the other side, the right side is a character that means lamb, the lamb.
如果我找出的话，又是不一样。
I am the one creating a character. It's probably something different again.
可能就是这个钱再加上一把枪，这就最安全。
Maybe money plus a gun probably does the safest for a blessing.
但是我们的古人早是怎么讲？上帝还有一只羔羊。
But our ancestor made this character with God on the left and a lamb on the right.
为什么
Why is that?
你就是有一只羊就很吉祥吗
Do you say it's a blessing to just have a lamb?
你知道我们中国的民族不是放羊的民族，像那个以色列的民族他们是牧羊民族啊，那圣经里面好多羊，但是我们的民族不是的。
So our Chinese ancestors, we are not nomadic, we do not shepherd sheep, not like the Israelites.
那为什么要有羊
How can we use the letter, the character lamb?
这个字说你要吉祥呢，我告诉你，指示你，你要扔在那个羊。
So if you want a blessing, this letter tells us that you need a lamb.
那只羊就是耶稣基督。
Which
祭最高的。
Which lamb is Jesus Christ?
当然，在这个旧约里面呢，他们也是杀羊，那就是那个时候耶稣还没有来的时候杀羊。
So in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, they sacrificed lambs.
下一个。好了，这个更有意思。这个是什么意思呢？义。
So this character means righteousness.
义就是你要做好事嘛，我们中国人讲，你是个好人，是吧？说话算不数吧？我不知道义究竟怎么定义，中文有点。
So I do not know exactly how you justify righteousness in Chinese. Maybe just do good things.
中国人现在有一句话叫做，也是一个成语，叫做“见利忘义”。所以我现在把这个义的意思也忘记了。
So there's a Chinese saying that if you see profits, like profits, like money, then you will leave behind your righteousness.
但是呢，这个义是什么意思啊？怎么写呢？
So what does this character in Chinese mean?
头上是一个羊。
So on the top you will see a lamb.
下面是我。
So on the bottom you see a character means me.
谁造的字？不是我造的啊！不是我造的。
This character is not created by me, it's my God.
是我们的祖宗造
的。I'm created by our ancestors.
就是羊代替我呢，我就有了义了。
So as a lamb over me, replacing my sin, I am righteous.
我们古人知道啊，人心是很坏
的。Our ancestors know that how evil our hearts are.
所以他们知道他自己是没有义的。
They knew that they have no righteousness.
需要来献上羔羊的。
They need to sacrifice the lamb.
我们现在的人呢，觉得我们还挺有义的。
Nowadays, a lot of people say they are righteous.
只是别人比较坏而已。
Other people are evil, but I am right.
但是那个时候的人知道自己坏啊。
Back in the days, people knew they were sinful.
所以他要羊在上头代替我才有义啊。
So they need a lamb above them to replace their sins.
那这个故事在哪里呢？就是也在圣经里。
This is also a story from the Bible.
圣经里面在出埃及记里面呢，就是清楚的讲到，就是说，就是。摩西呢要让以色列人的杀羊。
So the story is in Exodus chapter 12 that Moses asked people to sacrifice their lambs.
让他把那个羊的血呢涂在门框和门楣上。
So dip the blood in the wheat and then put it over the lampposts, I mean the doorposts.
就是那个门框涂红，门楣也涂红，这个有点像什么？就是我们过重节的时候要有对联和横批。
So it's just like the Chinese, during our Lunar Chinese New Year, we will put like red writings on the left and right and on the top of our door.
但是我们的故事里面就是有一个叫年兽，年兽呢怕红色啊，怕这个声音，所以要放鞭炮，要来涂红色的。
But in our story, it says that there is a monster named Nian. So when he comes, he's scared of the color red, and then also scared of the noises. That's why we put fireworks and then paint our door red.
但是这个地方呢，这个把这个红色的涂在框上，也是为了保护我。
So in the story in the Bible, so if you paint your door in blood, it's also for protection as well.
所以后面下面怎么讲呢？就搁往下走一下。这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地偷生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你。
So then it says, then take some of the blood and put it on the two sides of the door and over the door of the house where the meal is to be taken. And then the blood will be inside on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will go over you, and no evil will come to you for your destruction.
就是说神呢，天使一看到门框上的血呢，怎么讲，不会杀他。
So when the angel sees the blood on the door, they will not destroy them.
所以新约里面耶稣来的时候呢，就是他就是那个羔羊，最后那个羔羊呢，就是当神在审判的时候看到他的血的时候呢，我们就不会落在审判之下。所以为什么信耶稣的人会有永远的生命？因为我们不再被审判。
So New Testament, when Jesus comes, Jesus' blood represents the blood that is covering our sin, so that in our final judgment, God will only see the blood of Jesus and not our sins.
这很有意思吧？中国的文字里面，古老的文字里面，羊在我的头上。
So it's very interesting that when you see a Chinese calendar, you will see a lamb over us.
再下一个，再下下一页，再下一页。弟兄姐妹，再给你看这个字，善良的善。
So this character means kindness.
中文的善良的善呢，下面也是一个什么？一个羊。
So it also has a word of lamb on the very top.
所以下面的是一个口。
So on the very bottom is our mouth.
那中间呢有一点点复杂。
So in the middle part is a little bit complicated.
那这个地方有点模糊呢，你就我看壮文经文的时候呢是这样解释。
So if you read literatures, there are some kind of explanations about the middle part of the character.
下面或者是一个口。
So on the bottom is our mouth.
Speech. 你的言语被耶稣的羔羊遮盖了以后，你的话讲出来是善良。
So when your speech is covered by the blood of the lamb, the things that come out from you will be kindness.
还有一个字呢，就是一体字呢，就下面是眼睛的目，可能是目，啊，眼睛的目，眼睛的眼目嘛。
Okay. So another character is meaning eye.
或者是口，或者是眼睛。
So either meaning eye or your mouth.
也就是说，你如果有陷在这个，在这个羔羊的下面，你的眼睛也是好的。
So basically means that if you're under the blood of the lamb, your eyes will be.
你看法就是对的。
So, yeah, the thing that you will see will be kindness as well. Will be like kindness as well.
还有第三个呢，它是两边都有两个东西，就是说看起来是两个人在在聊天。对，上是下面，下面一个部分有几种不同的字体。
So the kindness on the bottom, this one it says mouth, right? The other one, I mean, the other one earlier he was explaining is can be our eyesight, and then there are also another different kind of writing that on the very bottom, like two person, two people.
Conversation,
relating to each other.
那不管是口还是眼睛还是relating to each other, 上面这个羊是不一样。
So either it's in speech or your eyesight or in conversation between one another, no matter how you write this word, on the top side, the top part is always the same, a lamb over us.
就是你下面做什么都行，这个是羔羊不能少。
So whatever you do on the bottom, it's okay as long as you have the lamb on the top.
你上人不上呢，跟你的口有关系，眼睛有关系，也跟你的关系有关系。
So whether you are kind or unkind is related to your speech, your what you see, and also your relationship with one another.
这是不是很有意思？
Isn't that interesting?
但是跟羊有关系，是不是？
And it also has to do with the lamb.
这能不能说，能不说它是不是特殊启示吗？
Can just it has to be a specific revelation.
再下一个，美，弟兄姐妹，这个很美。可能你常常写这个词，但是从来也不会想到这个跟羊有什么关系。
So this letter means beauty, beautiful. So maybe you have read this letter many times, but you never thought about it as something related to the lamb.
那如果我们今天造字的话呢，就说这个是健康食品加上化妆品。
So if we create a letter like beauty today, we probably put.Nutritious food with makeups.
那古人为什么是羊大
？How come the ancestor made a lamb on the top and then the bottom part means big? So as a word that describe beauty.
当我们让我们的耶稣基督想大的时候，尊荣他、敬拜他、感恩于他的时候呢，我们会变得越来越美，圣灵就在我们身上。
So if we put our God first in everything, so we will become beautiful.
那今天我讲的一些中国字呢，这是一小部分。
So this characters that I share today is just a very small part of our culture.
但是与我们的中国文化的这个很有关系， 因为我们今天等于会为我们武汉的事情来祷告也很有关系。
But it has something to do with our blessing today, and then also, later on we will pray for Wuhan.
我们今天武汉所发生的事情。
So the things that are happening in Wuhan today.
不管它的原因是什么。
No matter what kind of things that originate these things.
真正要得到上帝的祝福。
But we need to get the blessing from God.
那是从根源上才能解决问题。
We need to deal with the roots.
也要真正正视这个被杀的羔羊，就是耶稣基督，才能真正的把罪的问题解决。
So we need to know the Lamb who sacrificed for us in order for us to get free.
不管羔羊从哪里来，可能是有人吃了不该吃的野兽。
So we don't know what this is coming from. Maybe someone ate something that they shouldn't eat.
但是要解决。要这个被杀的羔羊。
But if you want to stop all this problem, we need the Lamb.
所以在约翰福音第一章，这个四旬约翰来的时候呢，就指着耶稣说：“看哪，神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的。”
So in John chapter one, so when John saw Jesus Christ, and he said, "Okay, look, this is the Lamb of God."
那我们请阿爸呢，从上到下把那些大字我们。看一遍可能就来祷告。
So we'll go through the characters that we shared early on again, and then later on we'll pray.
第一个字呢是神，就是线下启示，线上祷告。
So first letter, God is a commandment from God, from the top to the bottom, and our prayers back to Him.
我们要接受从上面来的启示。
We need to receive the revelation from above.
就是神的话语，圣经。
It's the Bible, the Word of God. And also the Holy Spirit's revelation.
下一页。禁止。
So forbidden.
我们不知道我们的同胞们吃了什么不敢吃的东西。
We do not know what kind of thing that they ate that they shouldn't eat.
那事实上圣经里面讲的有些东西不能吃的。不洁净的东西。
There are some things that you shouldn't eat.
一些动物是绝对不能吃
Some of the animals that you can
但是我们的国人什么都敢吃
But us as Chinese we eat everything
那该禁止的但是 就是要禁止 不吃是吧
So the things that we shouldn't do we have to forbid ourselves from touching them
再下一点再下一点这个贪婪求神也怜悯赦免我们的贪婪
God for forgiveness that we have been so greedy.
再下一点，真正的这个祝福是从羔羊而来。
So the true blessing is from
神启示的那个羔羊而来。
It's a lamb that God has appointed.
下一点，这样我们有真正的公义从哪里来？就是。那个被杀的羔羊在我的头上。
So that our righteousness comes from the Lamb that who sacrificed for us.
下面，这样圣灵在我们的里面呢，我们有了真正的赏。
So when the Holy Spirit is with us, we can have real kindness.
这跟我们的羔羊分不开。
And it also has something to do with the Lamb.
再下面。上是我们内在，美是我们外在。
So kindness is something from our inside, but beauty is something we can see from the outside.
外在的也要从神里面来。
And even from our outer appearance, it has to come from God Himself.
我们一起起立来为这个来祷告，祷告等一会呢，我开放麦克风，让这个我们的武汉特别那一面来的人来代表我们有一些祷告。
So we'll rise and pray, and then later on we'll ask.Our brothers and sisters who come from Wuhan to pray for that region. Yes, Lord, we come to you.
我们同心合一的为我们的同胞来祷告。
We will pray for our brothers and sisters in one heart.
我们为我们自己也祷告。
And we're also going to pray for ourselves.
主啊，首先我们求你赦免我们的罪。
Lord, we ask for your forgiveness.
我们忽略了你的启示。
A lot of times we forget your revelation.
我们不尊重你。
And And we did not respect you.
我们自己狂妄。
And we are being so radicals.
主啊，是的，主，不管是因着什么原因有这样的灾情。
No matter what kind of reason that lead to this kind of epidemic outbreak.
你说让你的子民成为你名下的子民，在祷告的时候、代祷的时候，你会垂听。
But this is your promise that when your people come together and pray, you will listen.
主啊，是的，主，我们的求你赦免我们国人的罪。
Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. Forgive at the sin of our people.
大家可以用方言来祷告，你有祷告的代祷吗
？In Italian, can intercede.
我也请武汉那边来的或者。有在一起去的来代表我们来祷告，就祷告就可以，不用讲什么东西，就来祷告好吗？你有感动就上来祷告。
So if you want to pray,
if
your friend does this region, if you want to pray, you can come forward and just pray.
现在在医院里面的情况非常的糟糕，好多大夫都两种状况。
So the things are quite serious right now, especially in the hospitals. They are short of supplies, and the doctors are so.
如果大家有机会，你可以买口罩，买到送过去，送到任何人的手里面都会有帮助。
So, by any chance, if you can find any mask, please just purchase them and send it over to China.
或者通过其他的机构也可以，在任何人的手上都会有帮助。
So, or through any other charities, anything will help at this point.
主啊，是的，主，我们真的求你的怜悯，受到了哈巴巴巴
黑格里克的怜悯，
受到了哈巴巴巴黑格里克的十一个里格里格里格里，主啊，你来怜悯，主啊，你来怜悯，怜悯我们的国人，来赦免我们的罪，是那是赦免我们贪婪的罪，赦免我们狂暴的罪，赦免我们爱面子的罪。是的，主，主啊，是的，主，你怜悯我们。
Lord,
你来祝福中国的教会。让他们这个时候能够站立起来。
So that can rise up today and pray.
能够来祷告。
They can pray.
能够把好消息、福音来带给周边的人。
So that they can bring good news to their neighbors.
让人知道耶稣就是来赐生命的，就是来赦罪的。
So that they know Jesus came to give us new lives.
就是来医治的。
Jesus here is to heal.
主啊，是的，我们再次的说，主啊，你来深厚厚的来涂抹我们的罪。
Lord, ask for your blood to cover all our sins, Lord.
特别我武汉的弟兄姐妹。
Especially our brother and sister that's in Wuhan.
主啊，是的，主，我们请有感动的可以上来祷告，带领我们来祷告。那个安妮要来，对 ，Mary， 谢谢啊。
哈利路亚，亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢赞美。
Thank you。
相信有你的时间，一切的事情都在你里面成就。
Everything there's a timing will be accomplished in you。
我相信万事都掌管在你的手中。
Everything is under your control。
今天中国的灾情不是偶然发生。
Today the pestilence in China is not by chance.
它让我们再一次的警醒了，敬畏我们的耶和华神。
It reminds us to fear God.
因为敬畏耶和华才得真智慧。
Because fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
哈利路亚，让我们每一个在这里的神，把心竖起来的敬畏我们的耶和华神。
So let every one of us here to have a fear of God.
昨天晚上夜里我祷告的时候，我看了一个异象，非常的清楚。
Praying, I had a vision, very clear.
我看到有几头猪在那个地方相互的咬。
So many pigs, they are biting each other.
因为在我们的旧约里讲到猪是不洁净的。
So in the Old Testament, pigs are unclean animals.
猪是愚蠢的。
The animals are stupid.
我们不要成为那愚蠢的人，我们要成为那认识基督耶稣的人。
May we not be those foolish people? We become wise person.
我们要与智慧人同行，与愚妄人绝交。
We walk with the wise persons, not with the foolish ones.
我们为这些愚妄的，我们与这些不敬畏的，我们来在这里为他祷告的时候，求他们的心回转。
We pray for those ones who are foolish. May their hearts turn back to God.
那
Christians are totally different. We have the same circumstance.
我们可以去爱他们。
We can love people.
我们是引进关怀他们。
We can care about people.
我们要伸手拥抱他们。
We can hug people.
我们知道在那样无助的情况下，我们只有把神耶和华神成为我们力量和帮助的时候，我们才不会害怕。
In those helpless situations, only God, or Jesus Christ, can be that strength.
主啊，我感谢赞美你。
Lord, I praise.
通过这样的一个疫情。
Through such pestilence.
Bye. May we cry out to you. May we also preach gospel to them. Good news to them. So that they will know what to do, what not to do. So we will not be so greedy. So when we know our weaknesses, when we know all this pestilence brought to this world, may the church will come to preach gospel to them. May the peace rule in their hearts. When we watch on the videos of people are breathing chaotic, they have no hope. The hope is in the doctor. They are hoping the doctors can cure them. But the doctors are working 24 hours every day. They are also fearful. They are also helpless.
So,
they will reflect. They will come to the wit's end. That's where God can work. We cry out, scream out to them, may you fear God. Only Jehovah pours in our life and gives the life to us. May you forgive the sins and may you remove the pestilence. May each one of us fear the sins, get rid of the sins, so we can be redeemed. Thank you, Lord. Give them peace and health. Any other prayer? 有别的祷告？好，我们继续站在心里面，在对自己来祷告，好吧？你有方言，或者你没有方言的，自己就来祷告，呼求神。同心合一的祷告是神所喜悦。You may pray the spirit or pray in your language and the agreement. Pray in agreement. God orders. So do I.
Whoever comes to you with a heart He will be saved.
你说不是为诚心的来祷告，你必然垂听。
So those who truly come to you, you will listen.
主啊，是的，我们今天代表你的教会。
Today we represent our church.
代表武汉的神的儿女。
And represent our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
加上我们的祷告。
And also our prayers.
主啊，你把这个祷告的心继续的放在我们里面。
Put this prayer heart in our hearts.
让我们这一段时间一直不断的来为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Continually pray for our brothers and sisters.
主啊，你圣灵感动，因为做我们当做的能做的。
Move our hearts so that we can do what we are supposed to do.
主啊，让我们的口里面没有怨言。
So that in our mouth we have no complaints.
不像那些猪一样咬来咬去。
So we will not be like those pigs biting each other.
因为解决不了任何的问题。
We cannot resolve anything.
我们却要把好消息、福音要带到这个中间。
We will bring the gospel, the good news among them.
把盼望带去。
We bring hope among them.
把拯救带去。
And salvation.
把医治带去。
And healing among them.
主啊，我感谢你带赞美。
Thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
OK. 我们本来准备了一些结果，但是弟兄姐妹们觉得，在这一个情况下不是太合适。我们就是有一首歌，请这个ECQ 来祝福中华的一首歌，大家一起来唱，大家请坐。我们先为ECQ 来伸手来做个祷告，好吧？大家伸手来做个祷告。
Let's reach our hands and pray for ECQ.
啊，第二
还没发
呢。
祝天父
bless ECQ.
祝福 ECQ.
Bless this young man.
祝福这年轻人。
For come with a fearful heart.
他带着敬畏的心到你面前。
And a humble heart.
谦卑的心。
To present this song before you.
来献上这首歌。
And also use this song to bless people in China.
愿你要祝福我们中国人。
Many people are crying in China.
许多人在为你哭泣。
Many people just died on the way home.
许多人在这个街上死在路上。
And may this song.
但愿这首歌。
Be a blessing.
To many, 为许多人成为祝福。
Yes, in this special occasion,
在这个特别的这个情况之下。
The Lord just anoint him,
主啊，恩膏他。
Give the heavenly glories,
给他天上的这个恩赐。
Offer as a sacrifice to you,
还也作为一个献祭献到你面前。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
主啊，愿你来荣耀中华，我不是自己来荣耀自己，不是我们自己来荣耀自己。
Not glorify ourselves.
愿你来祝福。
May you bless.
愿你把荣美天给中华。
May you put the beauty of China.
主啊，你今天祝福我们在座的每一个人。
Bless everyone.
愿我们的身上有你的荣耀。
So that we have your glory, we can reflect your glory.
愿你的平安随着我们。
So may your peace be with us.
愿你的爱在我们的心里。
Love live in our hearts.
愿羔羊的宝血厚厚地遮盖我们。
May the blood of the Lamb cover us.
愿我们有你的公义。
May we have your righteousness.
有你而来的善良。
You, we have your kindness.
有你而来的美。
We will have your beauty.
那个吉祥的丰富也随着我们。
And also the blessing will come with us.
主啊，你也祝福我们下面这个宴会。
Lord bless this lunch time.
主啊，这在圣经里面也是祝福，当我们一起
in the Bible, you also mentioned,
是你给我们的丰盛的食物的时候
when we eat and share the food from you,
让我们纪念你
we remember you,
也感恩你
and give you, we also thank you,
同时也能够成为彼此的祝福
and also be blessed to one another,
也能增进我们的关系
And also encourage our relationship.
也能够更加的彼此相爱。
And we will love one another more.
我们为我们中被放生的每一个弟兄姐妹献上我们的感恩。
We also thank for our brothers and sisters who prepare the food.
你说当你把一杯凉水给我这小子里面最小的一个都不能不得赏赐。
Even the little one who had been given this cup of water.None of them will not have received the blessing.
当弟兄姐妹在这样的日子里摆上他们的时间、金钱
，they give their time and money,
要来祝福你的儿女。
They will bless, you will bless our brothers and sisters.
你大大的赏赐你。
Reward them greatly.
奉主耶稣的名
，In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.